Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm your host, Victoria, but you can call me Mama V. In this show, we go on storytime adventures where magic exists, where brave knights and courageous princesses come out to play, and where the good always defies evil. Now, get comfy, because storytime is about to begin. Welcome to Storytime with Mama V. I'm so excited to read to you again. How have you been? If you're new to the show, welcome, welcome, welcome. And if you're returning to the show, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Today's story is called, Have You Seen Baby Pigeon? Now, this story is about following your dreams and passions, even if you weren't born as what it is that you aspire to be. Are you ready? Let's get right into it. Sophia was not born an artist. Nothing like that. She was an ordinary little girl who lived in a cozy little apartment with her grandmother. That day, as always, Sophia was drawing in her room and dreaming about becoming a great artist. She ran her pencil over the paper and thought what she would draw today. Maybe a flower? Sophia began to draw, but it did not seem good enough. It was too big and floppy. A cat then. But the cat was not good either. His paws were bigger than his head. Ugh. Annoyed, Sophia crossed out the failed efforts and tore out sheet after sheet from her drawing pad. Meanwhile, her grandmother was dusting her room. Granny, please draw me a bird, Sophia asked, handing her pencil and a sheet of paper. Actually, you see, I can't draw, Sophia, Granny said. Why won't you draw one yourself? I can't either, the girl sighed. And it's not like I've seen any birds recently anyway. The next morning, as Sophia was returning to her room after breakfast, she saw two pigeons on her balcony. She froze right away with a glass in her hands, not wanting to scare the birds. Despite all efforts, Sophia felt like she was breathing too loudly. Her heart was thumping so much. She thought the birds would hear her through the window. Sophia stood still for a long time, but she was so eager to draw the birds that she decided to slowly walk to the table and grab her drawing pad anyway. As she was pulling the drawing pad off the table, Sophia knocked over the glass of water, pencils, and paints. Crash, boom! Everything on the table rattled and shook, giving her away. Because of the noises, the birds flew away into the wind. Sophia was very upset. She sat down to draw, but nothing came of it. Again. Later that evening, Sophia went to talk to grandmother in her room, hoping that together they could figure out how to get the birds back. Granny, will you read to me, please? The girl asked, even though she could only think about the birds. Suddenly, Sophia heard these amazing words. Birds often flew to the feeder near her house. Granny, let's make a feeder, Sophia shouted happily and ran out of the room in search of the right materials. Together, they made a feeder, filling it with grain for the birds to enjoy. The next morning, Sophia woke up to the cooing of the pigeons on her balcony. She grabbed her drawing album from beside her bed and began to draw. Sophia was so happy that the birds came back to her. And they kept coming back, making the balcony their home. After a while, the birds built a nest. And soon after that, they laid some eggs. Granny, have you ever seen baby pigeons? Sophia asked and drew a fluffy yellow chick. She had never seen pigeon babies before and didn't know what they looked like. One Monday morning, the warm rays of the sun woke the girl. She heard the birds outside and felt the approach of spring. Sophia noticed that the pigeons sat in the nest all the time and did not leave it even for a minute. She was drawing when suddenly she saw dirty yellow lumps inside the nest. She was surprised, but drew everything as it was. And this is what she drew. Sophia drew a cracked egg with a tiny baby pigeon inside. Every morning, Sophia gave the birds fresh food and water. She watched the bird parents taking care of their babies, saw them grow, and captured it all in her loving drawings. More and more drawings filled in Sophia's trusted drawing pad. The new drawings were different from the old ones, and her drawn pigeons were starting to look more like pigeons were supposed to look. But one day, the pigeons flew away and did not return, leaving their babies behind. Oh no. They didn't come back the next day either. Sophia began to worry.
Where did Mama and Papa Pigeon go?
Grandma taught her how to make porridge, and now Sophia could feed the babies all by herself. The little pigeons were just learning to fly and couldn't reach very high. Sophia got creative, building towers with her blocks to help them in their efforts. Like baby pigeons, Sophia was learning too. She also moved to the balcony with her easel to draw more and more. Sophia went to visit her family for a couple of days. When she returned, she saw two grown pigeons on her balcony. Excited, she called out, "Granny, the parent pigeons have returned!" But Sophia's cry of joy was cut short as she noticed that the baby pigeons were nowhere to be found. Granny immediately tried to comfort her.
"Sophia, dear, it's not the parents who have returned. It's just that your babies have grown up."
And the pigeons showed her how they learned to fly by reaching a nearby tree.
"How beautiful,"
the girl whispered with a smile. Now her pigeons would fly away for a long time, but they would always return before breakfast. Sophia finished the drawing pad and happily started a new one. She understood how important it is to support loved ones and find inspiration in what is around us. Sophia learned to appreciate her drawings because each of them brought her closer to her dream and saved its own story inside. This brings us to the end of our episode today. Thank you so much for listening, and please make sure to share this story with a friend. I'll provide the link to where you can purchase the book and see the beautiful illustrations of Sophia, her granny, and the pigeons. Once again, thanks so much for listening in. Until next time, bye for now.